Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Are you ready?
Ron Rivera will be our guest at 8 a.m., a recorded interview from yesterday. Michael Phillips coming up in a half hour. Does Ron Rivera's frustration over Washington's low vaccination rate, is it a threat to the dynamic of this team? Is it a threat to derail all of the good stuff that's been happening with this team right now? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I'm going to put that up as the Twitter poll this morning. I've changed my mind from earlier in the morning. Let me just tell you, I don't think it will. I think Ron Rivera has a way of being able to tamper down anything that gets heated. Ron Rivera yesterday on the low vaccination rates, for those of you just joining us this morning, Nikki Javala, among others, reporting yesterday that Washington still has the lowest vaccination rate in the NFL. The average around the league now is close to 84% of players being fully vaccinated, or I'm sorry, players having at least one shot on the way to being fully vaccinated. Washington's at 60%, the lowest of any team in the league. 40% of the players haven't even had their first shot. Ron Rivera reacted to that news yesterday.
I'm truly frustrated. I'm beyond frustrated, you know, and part of it is, and the reason I walked in with the mask on is, you know, I'm immune deficient. Okay, so with this new variant, who knows? So when I'm in a group and the group's not vaccinated or there's mixture, I put the mask on. And I do that, you know, for health reasons, because nobody really knows. And so I'm, you know, I have to do that. And I just wish and I hope that our guys can understand that.
In terms of, you know, Robert De Niro juju, Team Juju, does this have a significant impact on the team this year? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Rank the significance of this issue with the team right now. Is it a big issue that could fray this team? Is it sort of an issue that Ron will be able to figure out and the players will increase their vaccination rates? Or is it a total non-issue? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. By the way, somebody texted me and said they think that Ron sort of crossed a line in calling out his team the way he did. I don't feel that way at all. I think he was speaking emotionally and from the heart. And by the way, may legitimately be concerned about being in a place of employment where nearly half of the people that he's around every day are unvaccinated and could potentially be more at risk of contracting COVID, and he is immune deficient. He is vaccinated, of course. 301-230-0980. Where do you rank this issue right now? Is it a big issue that could fray the team, that could rip apart this team? Is it an issue that'll get smoothed over pretty quickly because of increased vaccination rates and because Ron Rivera won't let it become a big issue? Or right now, is it totally benign, non-issue? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We'll put that up as a Twitter poll here shortly as well for you to vote on. My personal opinion is that it's not that big of an issue. I think, first of all, I'd be surprised if the vaccination rates don't come up. Although the fact that they're not that much higher than where they were about a month ago would be a little bit concerning. Because I think they were at 54 or 55% based on some of the reporting like a month ago. Remember, they were below 50% like a month and a half ago. And, you know, now they're at 60%. So some people have decided to get the vaccine. But this is a reflection, remember, of players that have gotten at least one shot. They're not fully vaccinated yet, but they're on their way to being fully vaccinated. At this point, as of July 26th, 40% of the roster has decided not to get vaccinated. And the league average is 24% higher than Washington's average, which is the lowest in the league. Is this a big issue that threatens to fray the team, to rip apart the team, ends up being an issue with the team this year? Is it an issue that you think gets smoothed over pretty quickly in the next couple of weeks with increased vaccination rates and Ron Rivera's ability sort of from a really good player communicator to smooth it over? Or is it right now a total non-issue? And if you want to answer the question that my friend sent me that he thinks Ron sort of crossed a line in calling out his team the way he did, you can have it that as well. I do not feel that Ron crossed any line. He was asked about the vaccination rates. He answered the question. There's nothing wrong with that. 301-230-0980. You can also reach out to me on Twitter at Kevin Sheehan DC. I do not think that. I think this is somewhere in the middle. I think it'll be smoothed over pretty quickly, and I think within a month, this will be a distant memory. Their vaccination rates still may be on the low side as compared to the rest of the league, but I'd be surprised if they don't increase dramatically. There are many players on that field of the 90 players that are on the field that aren't going to make the team for starters. So the percentage of players will change based on that. I don't know how many players that aren't going to make the team are vaccinated versus unvaccinated. Potentially, actually, the number could come down when you get to the final 53-man roster. I guess that's possible, right? You got 90 players right now with 60% of them being at least one shot into being fully vaccinated. If a significant percentage of the players that are one shot into being fully vaccinated or already are fully vaccinated or players that aren't going to make the team, well, if they aren't, when they get cut on September 4th or whatever date that is, the percentage could come down. But I think when we get to the beginning of the season, there will be enough pressure on the team and on players who are unvaccinated by other players and perhaps team leaders. But I don't know where the team leaders are. I don't know among the team leaders, John Allen, Brandon Scherff, Chase Young, Ryan Fitzpatrick. I don't know who's vaccinated and who isn't. I don't know how much pressure is being put on from players inside that locker room on players who are unvaccinated. I don't know how many players have stood up for Ron and said, "This is our coach. He's immune deficient. You've got three or four shots in you already that you got when, you know, before you turned 4 years old. Here's all the data. Read it. Ask questions and then get your shot." 301-230-0980. We'll take your calls when we come back. Again, Michael Phillips at 7:30, Ron Rivera at 8.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
I think it's the circumstances. I think we have a group of young guys that, you know, want more information. And the frustrating part is, you know, we're trying to provide it as quickly and as much as possible.
That was Ron Rivera yesterday on vaccinations. He will be our guest at 8. I'll give you a heads up. I recorded the interview yesterday morning right after the show. He also said something else in those comments. He said, quote, "We'll see how it all unfolds. And to some degree, This tells us a little bit about us, closed quote. That may have been the most telling comment in Ron Rivera's a series of comments on the team's low vaccination rates. We'll see how it all unfolds, and to some degree, this tells us a little about us. You know, what does it tell you about them? That may have been a more appropriate question. What does it tell you that 40% of the team isn't vaccinated, that it's the lowest by a lot? I mean, 24% less than the average around the league. The question that I put, the Window Nation poll question off my Twitter page at Kevin Sheehan DC, what will Washington football's lowest NFL vaccination rate mixed with Ron Rivera's frustration over those numbers develop into? Will it become a big team dividing issue? Will it be smoothed over eventually? Or is it a non-issue right now? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. My personal view is it's somewhere between a non-issue and smoothed over eventually. I don't think it'll lead to a big team dividing issue. Although that quote that Michael Phillips put out, and he's going to be our guest in a little bit, I think is actually the most telling of all of what Ron Rivera said. You know, in talking about this tells us a little bit about us. You know, I think one of the things you're going to hear Ron Rivera speak to is his biggest concern is maturity. He may put this into that category. Let's start with Mark. Mark in Annapolis. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, good morning. My view on this has changed completely. A couple weeks ago when I saw how low they were, I was a little concerned, but I figured it would all be taken care of. Now, frankly, I'm totally horrified. My wife is an emergency room doctor. She's seeing this stuff. The Delta virus is highly contagious, highly dangerous, particularly for people that that have pre-existing conditions. And in terms of what it's going to do to the team, my assumption is it'll probably be okay for a while. But if these guys continue with this low rate of vaccination, they will get sick, they will infect others, they will cause the team to forfeit games, and there will be a huge divide because they're going to cost people money and they're going to cost people wins. So frankly, I'm very concerned about this right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're concerned about that, you can also be concerned to, you know, a lower and lesser degree that those that have already gotten the vaccination, especially if it's the J&J one-shotter, could get infected too. Because we saw the outbreak with the Yankees recently be a result of most of those players opting for the one-shot Johnson & Johnson, which, as you know, has a much lower efficacy rate. So there could be vaccinated players that could put the team at risk, too, depending on which vaccination they got. Thanks for the call. Now, they won't be under the strict protocol and the strict testing schedule that the unvaccinated players will be under. So there will be a benefit there for sure. Derek, go ahead. Derek, you're on, man.
Can I say something about Good morning, Kevin. Can I say something about Simone real quick, then I'll get to the Washington issue?
Sure.
Yes. Okay, I appreciate your response this morning, and I just wanted to say on yesterday during Chris Russell's show, on the part of the call to call in and just chalking it up.
You got to take me off speaker, man. It's hard to understand you. Do we have Ken? Put Ken on hold. Let's go to Derek. Derek, go ahead.
Okay, Kevin, is this better?
Yeah, much better.
Okay. Yeah, I was just saying that a call according yesterday on Simone, basically chalking it up to this culture of everybody gets a trophy. And to me, that was an ignorant response because you have to understand the trauma that she's been through for decades. And, you know, the pressure just built up and she couldn't handle it. Now, as far as Washington, the previous caller kind of changed my mind, but my initial response was it's not a problem until it actually becomes a problem. You know, when you're losing players and you start to forfeit games, and this Delta variant seems to be much more contagious than any other variant. So I think it will become a problem, and Ron Rivera has every right to be concerned. Thanks.
Thanks. Look, I think his concern was personal, but also a concern over the competitive disadvantage that he believes it could put the team in. This is, by the way, you know, one of those issues where you've got to have great communicators, you've got to have great information, you've got to have great education. You've got to put these players into a position where they get all of it, and then you've got to have somebody that can really sell it and really communicate it. I would think that Ron Rivera could be one of those guys. Not to, about to say that it reflects poorly on him that his team has the lowest vaccination rate in the league. I don't think it necessarily reflects poorly on him. Everybody has their own ideas. It could reflect poorly on the intellect of the team and the commitment of the team. Yes, that's in play. I don't necessarily think it reflects poorly on the head coach. Lamont, go ahead.
Hey, first of all, Kev, we love your show because you have a broad perspective on sports. I mean, not just the wins and losses and the hype. So I appreciate you having all these topics. Yes, I'm concerned. What it is, we kept thinking, oh, you know, who's going to be our starting quarterback? Now we got to think, well, what if somebody's contagious? Who'd be our coach? Our coaches and anybody else can be infected. So as a society, these sports people, they are kind of like role models in a way. If they have a public service announcement or somebody, take Fauci. Hey, go pick him up in Bethesda. You know, I'm in Germantown. I'll get Fauci. Have Fauci speak to these Redskins. Oh, I'm sorry, the Washington football team. They got to be educated, and it's going to be spread. We already know. Stuff sooner or later. I appreciate your show, brother.
Yeah, thanks. I actually would probably recommend against Fauci. I think there are a lot of NFL athletes, professional athletes in particular, that are of major means and probably lean a little bit more conservative. You've got to have a voice. Trust me, I'm not diminishing his voice, but it's become a controversial voice in many circles. I think you've got to have people that they are very familiar with that bring in, which they've already done, you know, world-leading immunologists and educate these players. But you've got to have somebody that they believe in that is able to sell it. Because most of these people have already been vaccinated for things like mumps, measles, rubella, chickenpox, meningitis. You know, you have to be at this point, there are multiple vaccines that you have to have just to be eligible to go to college and be on a university campus. Ken, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, you know what? I'm immune deficient, but you know what? Ron's frustration, I believe, is coming from a lot of his leaders on that team, and I'm talking about captains, possibly not having their shots because they're the ones that's going to lead.
But do you know that? I don't know that.
No, Kevin. I'm not saying that's fact. I'm just saying I believe that his frustration comes from him not the leaders that are on that team or captains that are on that team that are not vaccinated yet. I don't understand what's the big deal, and especially using this line of we need more information. These guys and most people out here, they're on their phones 24 hours a day. You can look up that stuff, information on that in a matter of seconds.
Yeah, there's a lot of misinformation too, depending on where you get the information. So let's not forget that. There's a lot of conflicting information based on some misinformation.
Kevin, they have doctors. They have doctors, Kevin.
You're right. Just call your doctor. Call your doctor because 99% of the doctors, I'm sure, would the first thing would be get your shot. Don't read anything more. Get your shot. And by the way, the team doctors might say that, although I think they'd probably refer them to their personal doctors. I personally think it's more about these are young people. By the way, maybe young people who understand what the true threat is to a young, fit, in shape, no underlying diseased person, okay, which is 0.001% in terms of dying and, you know, less than 1% in terms of getting seriously ill. And it's a mindset of these professional athletes to begin with where they are concerned and they are diligent about everything that they put into their body. It's the way they have lived, and it's why they, in many ways, they are where they are now. Bobby, finish it up for us. Go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Good morning. Concerned, you know what I've been through since about a year ago at this time.
Yep,
almost losing my wife. Kevin, what happens if a few players test positive so they have to miss a game this fall, and God forbid we have an outbreak and have to forfeit the game. That's when it's going to become an issue. But
you're right,
Kevin. It's a no-brainer. If they tell me today, hey, you got to get a booster shot, I'm lining up. It's just a shot. It's okay. Get it. If it tells you you're going to be 90 to 95%, you know, from getting it, or if you get it, the symptoms won't be as severe. But what happens if they get it like I did and take it home to a loved one, and that loved one almost, it, God forbid, dies or almost dies? So, I mean, it's an easy decision to me. It really, go get the shot. If, like you said, every doctor out there is going to say 99% will say go get the shot, you know, and move on. But it's just like rolling dice right now.
Bobby, thanks for the call, and I know what you went through. I think it's just much easier, obviously. Perspective's everything, right? First of all, your age. Secondly, you've got direct experience with it. Thirdly, you know, when you flip it around, these are young people who have a very, very remote chance of getting sick, even if they contract COVID. And they are diligent about everything they put into their bodies to begin with. And then you do have the people that had COVID that feel like they've built up enough antibodies for a period of time where they can wait to get the vaccination until there's even more information on the vaccination. By the way, you said booster shots. I think we're all going to need booster shots. The more and more you read about this, it certainly would appear that within a year of the first, you know, being fully vaccinated, which for me was, I don't know, 2 months ago of being fully vaccinated, we're probably going to need a booster in a year because of all the different variants. And this Delta variant seems to be, you know, scary for sure, but not for vaccinated people. Up next, Michael Phillips from the Richmond Times-Dispatch, and then you'll hear my conversation with Ron Rivera from yesterday at 8 a.m. Kevin Sheehan Show. We're on the Team 980, theteam980.com. Don't forget, the Odyssey app allows you to rewind to listen to anything that you missed. Time to tell you about Window Nation. I love Window Nation. Talked to Harley the other night for about a half an hour. We're going to get together at some point, go to a game. Probably end up at the MGM afterwards. Hopefully without masks. I don't know what the situation is there right now. Last time I went to the MGM, they had it really set up nicely with the separators at the blackjack table, masks required. Harley and Aaron are two of the smartest entrepreneurs I've ever met. They've built one of the best retail window companies and the biggest in the country. I've been endorsing their product for over 12 years. I know a lot of the deals sometimes sound similar, but this is a deal you've got to take advantage of if you've been thinking about new windows, because it doesn't get any better than two free windows with every two you buy. So you're paying half price on your windows. Plus, you don't have to put any money down and you don't have to make any payments, and you'll pay no interest on not making those payments for two full years, 24 months. So by the time you make your first payment, you've had your windows for 2 years and you're paying half price with no interest accrued. Window Nation installed over 200,000 windows last year alone, 40 times more than the average window company. 96% of them required no follow-up service, in part because they measure each window three times to ensure proper fit before the install. The install goes smoothly. They leave your house cleaner than it was before. They go room by room. They don't tear your house up. They go room by room as they install the windows. They're the fifth largest window retailer in the United States, and most of their windows are made here locally. I wouldn't endorse Window Nation for all this time if I didn't have complete trust in them. Call them at 866-90-NATION or go to windownation.com. You'll get a free estimate, so there's no risk. They'll give you an estimate. You can do with it what you choose. Shop it if you want. See if you can find a better offer. But call them at 866-90-NATION or go to windownation.com for two windows free for every two windows you purchase. No money down, no payments, and no interest for 24 months. Tell them that Kevin Sheehan sent you.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Training camp's underway. Logan Thomas signed to an extension. Pretty good one for the team and the player. John Allen signed to the extension the day before. I thought that was a good thing. They're signing their players early, not letting them get to the franchise tag finally. Training camp's underway. Vaccination rates are low. Players are on PUP lists. A player tested positive for COVID. Michael Phillips is in Richmond because he lives in Richmond. And before we get to all of the news that came out of the first day of training camp, I did want to ask you, what's it like down there for this particular training camp? Is there a different vibe? I've been down there, Michael, as you know, many times when there were hardly any people there. And I've been there like the RG3 year where you could barely get in to the Bon Secours facility. What is the feeling in Richmond for this training camp?
Yeah, this is a good one. And first off, I lost my voice a little bit. I was hanging with your guy Standig last night. And as you know, you can't hang with Standig. You know, you can only hope to try. So I'm going to play through it. You're going to play hurt at training camp sometime.
You sound fine. You sound better, actually, with that low voice.
Exactly. You know, this is the first time Chase Young's been here. This is the first time Ron Rivera has been here. Because, of course, there wasn't one last year. And then there's that pent-up demand of not having a year of it. Of course, there was the division title last year. So I think a lot of factors are really behind them. They're blowing them, forward this year. And I don't know. I think the crowds are going to be pretty juiced up and pretty good crowds. Nothing will ever replace that Robert year. I mean, that was insane. He was just such a bright star. But I think this is going to be the next best thing to that. I think a lot of people are pretty excited about this team and have the extra pent-up demand of not having been able to go last year and only here for 4 days of open practices. So, you know, there's that urgency that you got to get out there.
So we've been talking for the last half hour about Ron Rivera expressing frustration over the lowest vaccination rate of any team in the NFL, about 24% lower than the average. And by the way, you know, I pointed out that this is with a 90-man roster. We don't know that most of the vaccinated players aren't, you know, players 53 through 90. I mean, the percentage could come way down by the time we get to the regular season. I don't anticipate that. But I thought you put out a comment that actually was very telling, and you wrote it as a telling comment from Ron Rivera. He said, "We'll see how it all unfolds, and to some degree, this tells us a little bit about us," closed quote. What did we hear from Ron Rivera yesterday expressing what he expressed about their low vaccination rate?
Well, and, you know, rewind to the past year and a half under Ron Rivera, you're either a Ron Rivera guy or you're not in the building right now. And, I mean, that extends all the way. Shoot, you know, we talked about him firing the team secretary who had been there for 20 years. You know, Ron likes his people, his loyalty around him, and that's not unfair to demand. We've talked before about that, how that's a very fair request given what he's rebuilding and what that culture was, that he demands folks get in line with him and the way he conducts business. And the way he's conducting business is get yourself a vaccine because I had cancer. And I think on the list of unreasonable requests, that isn't one of them. That's aggressively reasonable. So I think he's taking it personally, these guys who aren't doing it. And I think he views that as maybe a, you know, not disloyalty, but a sign that you're not fully on board with the way Team Ron does things around here.
I think that could be part of it. What about the part that says, you know, I don't have the most mature group and I may not have the most intelligent group?
Well, he needs to talk to his defensive coordinator about that too. Then I understand that Jack Del Rio got the vaccine, but he was also, you know, pushing out those videos and that information throughout the off season too. So I don't know that the coaching staff even has their ducks in a line on this issue. I can understand the frustration because of who it is that we're dealing with here. And certainly by all accounts, it's not guys 60 through 90, you know, it's these top guys on the roster. And, you know, it's one thing to go to a guy on the bubble and say, look, if you're not vaccinated, I don't see a path for you to make this team because, you know, that's damaging to the team and you're expendable. But if it's, you know, the defensive line, they're going to be on the team. They know they're going to be on the team. And, you know, that is doubly bang your head against the wall frustrating if you can't get through to those guys, and you know, if they are off in their own little la-la land of misinformation.
So you just said something. We're talking to Michael Phillips, of course, from the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Do you know who it is that isn't vaccinated? Are they the team leaders? Are they team captains? Who isn't vaccinated that may be, you know, not in a leadership role that's in sync with the head coach?
Yeah, I mean, Montez Sweat is the only one we know on the record. You know, I would imagine that will be the number one question everybody gets asked as they roll through today. But look, you know, Montez and Chase, you know, sat out at OTA practice together. They share representation with LeBron James's agent, who is agency, which is very famously, you know, told LeBron not to say anything about the vaccine and whether he's got it. So certainly there's a little orbit of misinformation there that those guys are running in. I would imagine we'll get resolution pretty quickly here from most of these guys on whether they've had it or not. But it's a wild thing to me, because this is the worst possible time in my mind to get the vaccine if you're a player here as you're at training camp. Look, yeah, I'm vaccinated. I know you've gotten in it. You don't feel great the day after. I think everybody remembers the Washington Nationals got it as a team, lost by 10 runs to the Cardinals. I think it was the next day. You know, you don't feel great the next day. Let's be honest about it. That's part of getting it and taking one for the team with it. Why in the world would you not do that in your month off leading into training camp? And now if you end up getting it, you know, you're going to miss a day of practice here at training camp, crucial practices, or, you know, have it happen during the season and you know, potentially be out for a crucial practice leading up to a game. The window of opportunity was really the past month, and it gets less opportune from here.
I asked callers the question, and I put it out there on my Twitter poll of the day, and all of you can go vote at Kevin Sheehan DC. You know, how does this manifest itself, essentially, Michael, in your opinion? It's the lowest NFL vaccination rate in the league by a lot, or from the average, combined with sort of Ron Rivera's frustration over being immune deficient and anything else he's frustrated. Is this potentially a big team dividing issue, or is it something that'll be smoothed over eventually, or is it a complete non-issue right now?
I think it's a potential team dividing issue when they get back to Ashburn, because to me, the most crucial of the NFL restrictions are twofold. One is, if you're not vaccinated, you can't eat in the team cafeteria. And the other one is, when you're on the road, you can't leave the team hotel. You can't go be with family. You can't go be out. And I can tell you, both of those are very big social places in the NFL. You know, guys eat in that cafeteria together and you know, shoot the BS or whatever they're doing. On the road, you know, that's important. Guys go out to steakhouses and dinners and go see their families and go out together. If you've got a group of, I guess the percentage would be, 35 guys who are hanging out every day, being together, forming that bond, going out to steakhouses on the road, and you've got another group of, you know, 18 who are not doing that, who are, you know, restricted to their rooms and you know, playing video games or whatever they're doing up there, I don't see how that could do anything other than create a natural divide over time. Even if you're working really hard against it, you know, if you've got a group of people doing one thing and a group of people doing another thing, that's human nature. They drift apart over time. I'd be very curious to hear Ryan Fitzpatrick's thoughts on this, because he has placed such a premium on bringing his guys together, working with them, getting to know them, you know, really being this team leader. That's going to impact his ability to do that if there's a receiver who's not part of that group. And then, you know, maybe that creates a fracture over time.
Michael Phillips, Richmond Times Dispatch. We're going to get to football here in a moment. But in your opinion, does the lowest vaccination rate in the league at, by the way, 60% that have had at least one shot, that just so everybody's clear on that, 40% of the people haven't even gotten a shot. 40% of their 90 have said, it's not for me, as of now. Or they're still deliberating, you know, in their own mind as to whether or not it's for them. Why? Who's that a reflection on? What's it a reflection on? Is it the team that isn't communicating or educating well enough, or is it just the mix of players that ultimately have their anti, vaccination views? They have a roster with more of them than the other teams in the league, have.
I think it's a reflection on America. Yeah, I don't think this is specific to this group of people or mix of people. If you look at, and I haven't seen recent numbers, but I read at one point that the two groups most likely to not get it were, young black men and older white evangelicals, essentially, Republican voters, the Trump supporters. And I would venture that those two groups don't share a lot in common culturally. That's two very distinct groups there. If you're talking about, people in America, both sharing this aversion to it, and it reflects our country. It reflects what we're doing.
Yeah, but there's a big difference between this team and every other team in the league, right? They're 24% below the average. There are 14 teams in the league with a 90% or higher vaccination percentage, according to Maskey and others. So why, is it just coincidence that they ended up with more of these players that are from, various groups that, have been influenced not to get the vaccination? Or is it a reflection of something the team is doing or not doing?
Yeah, without any reporting on it, my hunch would be it's bad luck. It's a coincidence, because goodness, how could you possibly have handled last year any better than Ron Rivera did? And, even this past off season, look, here's what happened. Ron Rivera brought in an immunologist from Harvard, a black female doctor, to come talk to the team about the vaccine. And this was the Tuesday night or the Wednesday night during minicamp, and just give them the information, take their questions. The next day was when Montez Sweat gave his famous statement, I don't need the vaccine because I don't have COVID. I guess if I get COVID, that would be, that would be when I would consider getting the vaccine. Now, I find it very hard to believe that the Harvard immunologist said anything even remotely like that during her presentation. I would imagine that if the topic came up, she said the opposite. And look, that tells me this: you can leave the horse to water, but you can't make a drink. He wasn't listening. That didn't reflect any sort of scientific research on his part. That is just a closed mind, not listening to the outreach the team is providing. And I think that's what was so frustrating to a lot of people in those comments was, Ron Rivera did this. And there was a correct answer there, by the way. And you didn't have to get the vaccine as a result of that. I think it was Dax Milne, one of the receivers. We asked him the next day and said, that was really cool, Ron, to put that together. No, I haven't got the vaccine, but I learned a lot. And she was That's very right. informative. And he gave me something to think about.
Suggesting that it's a cure rather than a preventative was obviously not a paying attention or not
yeah.
being able to process the information that was disseminated. Let's get to football, because I only have a few minutes left. And I the Curtis Samuel pup list thing, I think it was a bit of a surprise. Is it serious or not?
Well, all we continue to hear is, don't worry about it. He's fine. He's fine. But, now is kind of the point where we turn the corner out of that, because I don't think this is the kind of offense and this is the kind of player that can just sit out training camp and be fine. If you think about, the kind of role he's going to have, and I think it's going to be a fairly unique one with a quarterback he's never played with. I'm not going to smash the panic button for during these non-contact practices here in the first 5 days. But when we get back to Ashburn, if he's not practicing, I'm prepared to smash the button then, because I do think this is going to be a pretty crucial training camp for him, given his unique role in the offense.
All right, I got a minute left. I think there are two big, macro issues, football related: Fitzpatrick's performance this year and whether or not this defense can take the next step. After that, what are the big issues? What are the big topics, as we enter this 2021 season?
Yeah, you know, I think maybe one we slept on yesterday was Cornelius Lucas starting camp on the COVID list, not participating. So that's Sam Cosmi's job. You know, we're second round offensive line picks don't start 17 games successfully in the NFL. There's not a track record of that. So to me, depth on the offensive line, depth at running back, they're going to need some guys and some young guys to step up. Now, last year we said that about the secondary, and Cam Curl stepped up, and we said that at other positions, and other guys stepped up. Ron's had a good track record here through 1 year of bringing young guys in and in free agency, but depth to me is number three on that list behind the two you mentioned.
Thank you for doing this. You sound fine, even though you're not feeling great. Rough night with Ben Standing. I can appreciate that. Enjoy camp. We'll talk soon. I always appreciate you getting up. Thanks.
Take care, Kevin.
Michael Phillips, everybody, at Michael PRTD on Twitter, Richmond Times Dispatch. My conversation with Ron Rivera next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.